Thank you for listening in to today's broadcast. I'm Linda Johnson. Now let's see what the Lord is saying to a people all by His Spirit. The prophet Isaiah said how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, those who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. That's in Isaiah 52 and verse 7. Beloved, I bring you, you, and yes, even you, good news today concerning the love and the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are not beyond God's reach, despite of all the wrong you may have done. And I'm going to repeat that again. You are not beyond God's reach, because somebody needs to get that into their heart. Despite all the wrongs you may have done, His love for lost sinners was displayed on the cross. Jesus saves any and all who receives His gift of salvation by faith. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 13 that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, beloved, that's fantastic news, because it leaves no one out. You're listening to a woman who knew nothing about the God that I now serve. I didn't grow up in or around the church. Jesus was not a part of my upbringing. And as a result, until I was in about my late 20s, I was going about my own life, doing my own thing on my own terms, apart from God. The fact of the matter is, I wasn't too bad, yet I was in sin. I was a sinner. I was a party girl. Had this boyfriend, that boyfriend, live in relationships, cursed, drank, had my own goals, aspirations that didn't include God. As I said, I was living my life. My mother, my father, my seven siblings, none of us, not near one of us, had a personal relationship with God. As I grew into a young woman, a young adult, round about my 20s, I began to feel a tug and a draw, if you will, to attend church. I couldn't get away from that. Thank God, at that time, one of my older siblings who was living out on her own with her own kids was attending a church, and I decided I would try to see what her church was all about. Lo and behold, on one Sunday, the Lord had it so where the pastor's mother, who was an evangelist, she was preaching that ordained Sunday morning. And at the near end of her message, she stopped and she publicly pointed and called out to me to get up and to get out of my seat and to come to the front of the church. She said, the Lord, hallelujah, was calling me to Himself. For me, that's the way it had to be done, because I would not have done it on my own. And it was that Sunday morning in July of 1978, in front of the entire church, that I surrendered myself to the Lord, making Him Lord and Savior of my life. Beloved, I wish I could tell you that every day since that time has been sunshine, but it just wasn't that way. I did resolve to say goodbye to old places, old faces, and many things that I once previously enjoyed that simply did not line up with my new life in Christ. The Lord had placed in my soul a desire to cling to Him. There were ups, there were downs, there were highs and there were lows along the way. But in spite of what came my way, I made a decision that the cross would be before me and the world behind me. From that Sunday in July, The year was 1978 when I became a Christian. As I said, the walk had not been smooth, but I can't say it has been well worth it. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened, to me, and I'm so grateful for his intervention,
what kind for his of love hand, is
and for his
this?
Mighty deliverance what in my kind life. Of love? I want to give credit where credit is due. The song selection you just heard was sung by the late great gospel singer, Danny Bell Hall, and it's appropriately titled, What Kind of Love Is This? Scripture talks about both heaven and hell in the book of Revelation of St. John. We don't have to go to hell when we can choose life. Isaiah speaks about Jesus being despised and rejected by men. Will you not heed the call? Backslider, will you not repent? Will you not come to the altar and lay at his feet? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 says, how shall we escape sin's penalty if we ignore or neglect so great a salvation? Beloved, will you reject the call today? We just listened to the singer who sung about his great love. This depth of love is simply difficult to even wrap our heads around. Who does this? Just what kind of love is this, my Lord? Jesus saved us by his act of dying on the cross. In my place and in your place, he took the punishment we so rightly deserved in order to save us from eternal separation from God. Thank you, Jesus. And if being saved here on earth, beloved, wasn't enough, one of the greatest things that we have to look forward to is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, glory, hallelujah, and eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Revelation 22 says that there in heaven is no more curse. We don't have to be bothered with all these woes and calamities and demonic schemes and the attacks that we presently deal with here on earth. Oh, but there in heaven with our Lord, his servants, you and I will serve him. If you're not born again, if you're not a Christian today, know that you're a part of the Whosoever Club that Romans 10 and verse 13 speaks about. When the Apostle Paul proclaimed, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, if you, I'm not talking about your sister, not your neighbor, I'm not talking about your friend, but if you so desire to become a Christian and experience a personal relationship with God, be filled with the Holy Spirit and come into a peace that passeth all understanding, then Jesus is standing with open arms and will receive you today. being saved, rescued, or delivered by the grace of God from eternal punishment due to sin begins with godly repentance, remorse, and sorrow for wrongdoings that you've committed against the Lord. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 puts it like this: if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and if you will believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you'll be saved. It is with the heart that man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Beloved, there is no other way. The Bible says in Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise God. If you have a want to, and if you have a desire, you can stand, you can maintain, you can live for Christ with God's help, with His grace, with His care, and His power. God has the power to guard you and to keep you from stumbling. His word declares in verse 24 and 25 in the letter of Jude, and it says, now unto Him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, all be majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. This mission is accessible online at the ministry of lljohnson.org or by email at lindaljohnson06@aol.com. If I can offer you prayer or resources on how you may remain steady in your walk with God.
What kind of love is this? He has bestowed on